Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, last year in Kansas City, we had 150 homicides.
About 40% of those cases in Kansas City remain unsolved. Many are considered cold. A heartbreaking reality for dozens of Metro families.
They took half of me.
Each victim has a unique story in life and in death, with friends, family, detectives, and prosecutors all fighting for justice.
He was just minding his business, walking down the street.
At this point, it seems very random.
We are joining the case to get answers. This is Fox 4 Problem Solvers Crime Files, the podcast. I'm Kara Small.
On August 10th, 2017, the victim, Brazilia Shackelford, and two friends had just left an area basketball park.
This whodunit started out as a normal summer night across Kansas City. Suddenly, around 9:30, gunfire shattered the steamy evening. People near 35th and Askew scattered. After the confusion settled, police found 19-year-old Brazilia Shackelford bleeding on the pavement. He died minutes after an ambulance rushed him to a hospital. Friends and family knew Berzelius by his nickname, Berzel. At 6'6", he was a presence everywhere, at school and work, and his neighborhood. Like many teens, he loved to play basketball. In fact, police say that's how he spent the final evening of his life, on the basketball court. A group of people, including Berzel, wrapped up a pickup game and walked to a nearby store just minutes before his death. Detective Jason Finley with Kansas City, Missouri's Homicide Unit caught the case.
They were walking to a store to get some drinks and before they head to one of their houses. They enter the store, they leave the store, and walk about a block west of the store they were at, and somebody starts shooting at them. Brazilius was the only one hit, the other two ran. They shortly came back to check on their friend. And that's what makes this a little more difficult, is that right now trying to determine a motive has been an uphill battle for us. Because it just, at this point, seems very random. Seems like possibly the wrong place at the wrong time.
Just like that, August 10th, 2017 went from a normal summer night in Kansas City to the final night of Berzel's short life. His family says it's even more heartbreaking because police don't think that the gunman aimed for the teenager. Detective Finley says investigators reached that conclusion because of some of the evidence in the case. Crime scene investigators determined the person responsible for shooting Berzel didn't just walk up to the teenager and pull the trigger. They say the bullet came from a distance. But detectives haven't said just how far away they believe the gunman stood when firing the deadly shot. Driving through the area near 35th and Askew, some people would probably feel a little uncomfortable at that area after nightfall. But the people who call the area home feel safe. Houses are kept up and most don't have bars on their windows. In fact, there's a massive church on the corner of 35th and Askew, just steps away from where police found the teenager shot. There's a community center and a daycare around the corner, and a grocery store and a liquor mart down the street. There are houses everywhere. Berzel's younger sister, Keisha, says that's what makes it worse. They know people witness what happened. Berzel had two friends with him at the time of the crime.
And it just makes me mad because people who say they're his friends won't talk, but they know because they were all there. It makes it harder when people say on Facebook how much they miss him and they know. And people who he thought were his friends clearly are not. And it's not being a friend by keeping it to yourself.
Even after police pounded the pavement in the neighborhood and pleaded for information, Detective Finley says they didn't have any luck drumming up clues.
We went out as detectives and talked to everybody that lived there. We checked other surveillance in the area. There just wasn't a lot of surveillance to view. there was one place where we thought we were gonna have good surveillance, and there was actually a tree that was blocking where it needed to be. No fault of the building owner, it was just, the tree happened to be in the wrong place.
Keisha says that's what's so frustrating about the reality Berzel's family now faces. That no matter what they do, they have to rely on someone to have the courage to speak up and help.
It's knowing that people know and they won't talk because that's what is known. You're not supposed to snitch. You know, just walking down the street. It was in front of a lot of houses. And if people could just talk, like, we keep getting ideas of who it is, but nobody will talk. People don't care until it affects them. And when they lose somebody, he had a girlfriend. He had, like, he was a nephew. He was everything to a lot of people. Like I said, he was very popular. He was a part of a team. And he just took it. They took everything. They took half of me. Like, until I, you know, who did it, I probably won't feel any type of better. I still feel the same way I did when I got the phone call to come to the hospital.
It's a feeling Keisha and her extended family have battled since the moments after Berzel died. On February 18, 2018, just 6 months after his murder, friends and family held a vigil, hoping to get some attention for the unsolved case. The day was full of meaning. It would have been Berzel's 20th birthday. His cousin Trish shared how difficult the unsolved crime was on them and how easily it could have been solved.
Impact that it's caused on our family, it's been tremendously hard. Because, again, we walk around here, we live around here, we could be speaking to the person who did this. So it's extremely hard for us because we don't have answers.
In the months since the vigil, Keisha says life hasn't really gotten any easier for her. And now she and her sister Brianna pass the time holding on to the fading memories of their brother. Brianna said she had big plans for his future.
He wanted to be a chef. He liked cooking a lot. But then, like, he got interested in, like, cars. So it could have went either way.
He made good omelets and monkey bread.
And he was a hard worker. I remember when we used to walk together to the bank to get his checks. And then we walked to a store. He bought me some shoes, like his first check. He was goofy. He was really goofy. Funny, he liked to draw. When he was younger, he liked to draw and then got into sports. As he got older, he just started, like, just with the sports and with his friends. So.
But now, instead of celebrating that future Berzel planned, the women are stuck trying to come to terms with his murder. And for Keisha, her regrets.
I remember the last time I seen him was at my son's birthday party, and I didn't get to say bye because I thought I would see him again. So I didn't. I just was like, I'll see him again, and I left. And I regret that so much. Really, my only way of making it through is calling Detective Finley a lot, and putting it on Facebook. I talk to any of the crime people that are out here. I just won't stop until, I don't care if it's 5 years from now. I'm not going to stop until the person's caught. I just want the person responsible for this held accountable.
Detectives say that accountability will come in the form of a call, email, or tip through the Crime Stoppers app. And it will come from you. The tips hotline is 816-474-TIPS. You can also email your tip to kccrimestoppers.com or send your tip through the Crime Stoppers app. You can download it at p3tips.com. There's a $10,000 reward offered for the tip that helps solve Berzel's murder. That $10,000 tip is also offered for key clues in many other unsolved homicides in Kansas City, Missouri, including some featured by Fox 4 Crime Files. You can listen to other episodes of Fox 4 Crime Files and search for them on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher, as well as fox4kc.com.
Crime Stoppers, how may I help you?
For Fox 4 Crime Files, I'm Kara Small.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.